Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a New Year's Day, Thursday morning. Welcome to 2026. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Zama.
It would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's only a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you are talking about cooking, doing any kind of cooking this weekend, make beef the star of the show. Make your New Year's resolution to eat more beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise you are looking for. Baseball season is almost upon us now, guys. It's January 1. That means we are 43 days away from the start of the college baseball season. You need to get some MOVRS gear. Get it at College Corner. Hoodies, T-shirts, polos, and, of course, the classic, the standard, the Mississippi State baseball cap. Get it all at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Florida by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you. Not only are they going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank, a bank that's going to know you by name, not just by your account number. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Merry New Year!
Merry New You.
You didn't? Okay.
Merry New You.
It's not merry, though. You're supposed to say it's happy, and I was going to go from there. But it's fine. It's fine.
Sorry.
It's all right. So, you know what? You catch enough of my references. You're not like Cross. Cross is the worst. I can't make references with him.
Well, I think some of those, like, he's no-selling just to embarrass you.
I'm still mad at him about my Kamala Harris joke from a few years ago. It was 2 years ago.
What was that?
So he was talking, it was something about something about Christmas or something. And he made a joke about like deck the halls, and he was trying to be like a Kamalama la thing. And I just said, talk about Don, we now are gay apparel. That's the reaction I'm looking for, Robbie Falk. That's a great joke. I served up gold. And what did he do? He and Borky both, total no sell on me. Like, what are we doing here?
I've been getting kind of no-sold by Borky, too, but he has a little bit of you in him where
Borky
he just
is like Goldberg, all right? Yeah. He doesn't sell.
Well, there's some times I think he's just kind of searching over here on the side like what you do sometimes.
I can't tell you how many times with Borky I have been tempted to just be like, Borky, I think your mom's a skank, and just to see if I could pull it off.
I've tried to do that with you a couple of times.
Yeah. I usually catch, but there are times I just know he's not listening to me. And he'll do that thing that I do to you. He'll repeat what I've said.
Correct.
And I'll just be like, God, he's not listening. So
it's worse on live radio.
I guess that's what it is.
Yep.
Maybe that could be my New Year's resolution, to be a better listener this year.
I have noticed after the last time I blew up on you, mm-hmm. I have noticed that you have gotten better.
What? That was the easiest thing. I just put that on the tee. Come on.
Well, I knew you were listening because you were actually looking at me, unless you've just completely gone brain dead when you stared at me. Do what?
Huh? All right. Let's talk some uniforms.
Ooh. Look. I know people are going to be like, that's all you ever talk about. We have not talked about uniforms.
It's been a while.
Ever.
It's been a while. And look, these are sweet. Now, you know me. I can't ever just be happy, right?
Yeah.
I'm not, and I've talked about this before on the show. I'm not a big fan of wearing black when you're playing a team whose black is one of their primary colors.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm really hard pressed to complain about these uniforms. They look awesome. The interlocking black helmet is
Oh, it's thick.
Incredible.
Sick. It's basically a matte finish, I
Yes,
think.
that's gonna be
And
awesome.
yeah,
Big fan of that. Big fan. Yeah, I gotta say, like, it's crazy to think about this bowl game in terms of, three, four, at the end of the Egg Bowl, we're like, all right, season's over, move on to the next thing. Gosh, I wish basketball was better. It's gonna be tough to do content, between now and then. And the bowl game was, I think Mississippi State has accepted this bowl game, and they've taken it for what it's worth, which isn't all, in the grand scheme of things, not a lot. But I think Mississippi State has made as much, taken it much as much advantage of being in this bowl game in terms of excitement going into next season. You got to win the game, obviously, but they've pushed the right buttons over the last 2 or 3 weeks, in my opinion.
Yeah, they have. It looks like a team that is really excited about this game because they know what they have moving forward. They know they have a really, really good freshman quarterback that they can kind of build around. They have you feel good about Anthony Evans coming back, so that's a pretty good wide receiver one potentially that's back. And then you got your running back. There's some pieces here, some exciting young pieces to build around. And you've had a full month of that. And you can essentially say, if you're Jeff Lebby, if you're, Kamario Taylor, whatever, that we have not seen this new era ushered in yet. This is kind of it. This is kind of the beginning of that era being ushered in. It, I guess in a lot of ways, it was the Egg Bowl, but that seems like kind of knocking off a little bit of rust
Well,
for
you're
Florida.
asking a lot of anybody in their first start against the number what, six team in the
Yeah.
country rolling towards the playoffs. I
A
mean,
quarterfinal playoff team.
yeah, that was always going to be, I'm not upset that they lost that game. I
And
wish
my God, he rushed for 170
he had
yards.
300 plus yards and what, three touchdowns?
Yeah.
I mean,
I
I
had
can't
Ole Miss
complain.
fans by mentions like really threw for he had under 50% completion percentage. Like the dude in his first start ever against a playoff team had 300 plus all purpose yards. If you're sitting here scoffing at
Did you
that
watch?
effort,
It's also, did you watch the game? How many drops? His
correct.
interception was a total drop.
And it looked like your team was having trouble tackling him. And that was a true freshman that would, at that point the year before was playing in a state championship game against Choctaw
Are
County.
you excited for the next couple years of Deuce Knight versus Kamario Taylor in the Egg Bowl?
Sure. Well, here's the thing about Deuce Knight. I mean, we don't know what Ole Miss's quarterback situation is going to be at this point.
Yeah, I don't think Simmons is hanging around.
I don't, but like, what if Trinidad Chambliss gets an extra year and he stays at Ole Miss? Like, Deuce Knight just transferred to be the backup again? Because I don't have a starter
Yeah,
for him.
I agree. I don't know about Chambliss either. I don't know what's going to happen with him. But I talked to somebody the other day, and they were like, I don't think that waiver's getting good. He
What's
said
the.
the same thing for Brennan Thompson. He's like, I just don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I don't know how Brennan can get it
Yeah.
unless he just sued the NCAA and they're
Yeah,
just like, we don't
and
want to deal with it.
right.
It's for both of them. It's going to be a situation where you just have to sue the NCAA, and
Right.
a court temporarily allows them an extra year of eligibility or whatever.
Right.
Which I don't know. I mean, we're getting kind of late here in the process. We already knew about the JUCO ruling at this point last year.
Right.
We knew that Devon Booth was going to be back, all that. But I don't know what that quarterback situation is going to be like. It looks like Austin Simmons is probably leaving and probably landing at Miami, a lot of people believe. Trinidad Chambliss, if he gets an extra year,
I haven't
who's.
seen that Miami.
Yeah, that's the. At least according to Borky. I don't know.
Okay.
Borky was saying that there's been some
That's
conversation, and
interesting.
I think maybe like his
I
dad
mean,
had gone on a
I'll be
podcast
honest.
and talked about it.
Well, I've heard his dad is like one of those dads.
Yeah.
But taking over for Carson Beck, I mean, Beck and Simmons are kind of similar guys, right?
Yep.
Not necessarily runners, but big arm. That's interesting. That's an interesting thought. All right, back to Mississippi State. See how easy that was?
Yes.
Just change the topic.
I do that all the time.
Well, some people don't. They just stay on the same topic. I like the uniforms. I like the social media stuff we've been getting since the team got into Charlotte. I feel like, the coaching staff stuff has been maybe a little slower than some people would want, but I understand, you do still have these guys. They are still working for you. It doesn't make sense to,
I'm just glad they put those hires out the other day so we can be justified in our comments. Like, hey, guys, they're not just sitting around working on the bowl game. They've actually been doing things behind the scenes.
The other side, though, is, and we don't know for sure here on this one, is the Anthony Evans thing from today. And that's going to be our big topic here, I guess. If Anthony Evans is coming back to Mississippi State and you're bringing back Evans with Bothwell and Taylor, and, you know, I think I still have a few shares of Aiden Williams stock that I'm willing to hold on to see what he looks like with a full offseason and everything. But Evans, I think more from a perception thing than anything else, right? You don't want to have 2 straight years of you just losing these guys. You lost Coleman and Craver last year. Thompson obviously is gone out of eligibility. To lose Evans would not be great. But this video that he put out, he doesn't say I'm coming back. Is he coming back? What do we think is on this one?
That video could have just been him just sharing a highlight video. Like, I mean, I don't know, but Paul Jones and I have both been talking to people behind the scenes about this. Paul had a story basically on Mississippi State's efforts to retain players. And again, you can join today for 50% off an annual subscription to Maroon
How
White
much?
Table. 50%.
How much?
50.
Okay.
So that's about $60 for the entire year. I mean,
It's a good deal.
that's last night.
Does that include the word from the street?
It does include the word
Okay.
from the
If
street.
it didn't, I wouldn't be interested.
Last night, you and I went to Commodore Bob's and had a meal that was over twice what you would pay for a
It's
year
delicious.
subscription. It was very
Delicious,
good.
man.
But anyways, he had a story basically on the retention process for Mississippi State. And right now, the people that we talk to that are directly involved in those conversations and even on the outside of it believe that Anthony Evans is in good shape. There was some talk that people were tampering with him, trying to get him in the portal, but he hasn't, to this point, he has not budged on that and has been very receptive to Mississippi State, has not been one of those guys like they've dealt with the last couple of years that have just kind of tried to strong arm him, get more money. I mean, he's been very good in those conversations. He's very happy here. And again, like we've talked about with him, I just don't know if he's playing in this bowl game, if he has intentions of transferring. I don't know if that makes sense for me. Like in this day and age, it doesn't make sense for him to play in this bowl game and then the next day enter the portal. So right now, everything points to him returning. You obviously want to get that locked up if you haven't already, because that's your wide receiver one as it stands right now. You just lost Brandon Thompson. I would be fairly surprised if he gets a waiver to come back for another year. I just don't think there's precedent there.
It feels unlikely.
Yeah. Even though he should have it, we should have this 5-year thing where, like, if you play, he played in 9 games his freshman year at Texas and made very little impact. He was playing special teams. Like, I don't think that you should be penalized for that. And so that's what they're trying to go after is the amount of the percentage of plays that he played for the season. So I don't think he's going to get another year. Anthony Evans is crucial to bring back next year because it's year two in the system. He had a breakthrough season. I think he could be a 1,000-yard receiver next
Easily
year.
could have been this year. It
Yeah,
was
he
he
could
came
have.
close. So,
So it's a guy you really need to keep because you don't need to lose your top two receivers again.
no,
That would be
it is, yeah,
basically 3 years in a row.
especially like Thompson, you can't control, right?
Yeah.
But three of them, especially, it's just odd in an offense where receivers do well, right? Like if Coleman and Craver had been here this year instead of Thompson and Evans. Their numbers are the same.
Probably
I
so.
think Craver probably has a breakout season, and Coleman has the same, probably catches more passes than he caught at Missouri. So,
Yeah, that's the weird thing about this is like, I don't, they maybe they would have had a little more. I'm not sure, but I think the production with Anthony Evans and Brennan Thompson would have been very similar to what Craver and Coleman had if they were back.
easily.
And that's what's impressive is like they lost their two best receivers and then replaced them with two guys that had not been very productive and they still had
And
production.
honestly, you think about Thompson, the way he was connected to Lebby, you probably get him anyway. And now you've
Probably,
got
yeah.
Thompson, Craver, and Coleman.
I don't think you would have gotten Evans.
You don't get Evans, but
because you wouldn't have needed to go after
right.
Evans.
But you have two outside receivers. Thompson could have easily been on the other side of things.
Yep,
that would have been something to watch. State just put out the video with the All Blacks, and they are sweet.
Yeah, so we
I love that Kamario Taylor, by the way, has become the face now. That,
oh yeah,
very smart.
I think that's very smart. So hey, I'm wearing those shoes. Hey, so a little behind the scenes. Brian and I, we had the scoop on this.
Yes, we did.
We were recording this without seeing these uniforms be put out. So
I got word about a week ago that this helmet existed and it was going to be part of what they were wearing. And I just sat on it because I was, you know, I knew State wanted to do a rollout here. And if I had broken that story, I would have gotten some likes and some retweets, but I would have probably gotten in some people they would have been in my ears, if you know what I'm saying.
That's what people need to understand. Like, I know that, especially on the message,
there are something
like they want everything to be given to them that we know. And like, there's some things that we just can't.
If I knew that some coach had been hired, I would break that story. Right. Yeah. If I had that information, I would break that story. A uniform where I know the university wants to put something out and do something special, like, I'll let that happen. So I reached out to somebody at State and I was like, I had a picture of the helmet. And I said, I know this exists. I know that y'all are going to put this out today. I won't put the podcast out till like 8 o'clock. Am I good to talk about it? And they were like, yeah, you're good. Go ahead, appreciate you. And I was like, thanks. No problem, guys. So a little inside baseball there for you. Yeah. Occasionally. I do have some info every now and then. This was one time where I was actually able to send Robbie something and be like, hey, look at this. Normally, it's the other way around. Normally, it's Robbie telling me, hey, this has happened. Robbie's much more the newsbreaker.
It was very nice.
On the show. But, yeah, it's very cool. And then, of course, the portal opens up on Friday. We talked about it a little bit earlier this week that Levy told us. Personnel department, recruiting department, they're staying here in Starkville. They're not going to the bowl. They're prepared. Levy says his plan is they get off the plane Sunday or Friday night. He'll be in the office Saturday morning to talk to recruits. And, you know, this is going to be an incredible 3 or 4 weeks of I mean, it's just going to be nonstop. And, again, if you – not that Robbie needs me to shill for him, but there is no place like on three. To get the constant stream of information on the transfer portal,
and honestly, a large part is the actual posters.
It's the posters, yeah.
We don't have time to just go to Twitter and follow every single thing, but like
somebody does though.
Almost every single time, someone's
different. I want to know what you searched for. What did you search for to find that?
I think I put in excited reaction.
That's what that is, all right.
I
could be looking at two different people at the same time.
Yep. Will you please look at the camera? Oh, you are looking at the camera.
We used to make that joke about somebody.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, yeah. let's definitely not.
No, but like our posters, we don't have time to go to follow the every single person that enters the portal.
Yeah.
Almost every person that enters the portal gets put in a running thread that we have, which, by the way, last year was 1 million views. Which might have been one of the first actual threads on three with 1 million views. I don't know how many have been there. Now, the LSU coaching search thread with Lane Kiffin, that one was like on a different level. That one this year surpassed that. But this thing has 119, as we talk right now, 119 pages long, over 5,000 posts, over 270,000 views. Like, we have not even seen the portal open.
It's not even open yet. So.
And that's what you get at On Three. So come check us out, Maroon White Daily. If you're not there, what do you do?
Website On Three.
Yeah. People are so scared to jump in. And then once they get there, they realize
it's my favorite part, though, is when somebody will like make a post like, has anybody heard about this transfer? Like, there's a thread.
Yeah. Immediate, like,
we're in the thread.
Like, that's what we did at Bulldogs 247.
Yeah.
We first started, like, it was almost like Paul and I trained people to navigate to one place. And when we got there, then we merged with Gene's page, which was, I'm going to, like, those folks, which I love them, but they would come straight to the page and immediately make a thread and not look for anything else.
We're going to thread.
So we tried to train them, and we finally got them, most of them trained.
Yeah.
And so now we're at On Three, and the posters just train
just
the other
know.
Posters.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly what you
We've trained the posters to train other people.
Well done.
Yes.
Well done. All right.
Like a
So
dog whistle.
that's not what
A
that is.
shock collar.
A shot collar. Dog whistle is not what you don't want to be that.
Yeah. Well, it kind of is. I
Yeah.
mean,
It's a training mechanism. I hear you. So yeah. You
Pavlov's.
Pavloved them.
Yeah.
Exactly. If there's
Make
a
their mouth
spread, make
water.
them. Exactly. All right. So no official word on Anthony Evans, but it's trending towards he's staying. We'll just leave it at that. All right, let's move in. I want to do a little basketball because tomorrow's three P's. Got a great graphic for tomorrow's show, by the way. Already got it.
Very good.
Excited. Let's move into that, and that's brought to you by our friends at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. Back up and running, Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. You want to enjoy some smoked Southern soul food in the new year? I can tell you exactly where to find it. If you want to enjoy some great times, some great places, and some great people, the Cotton District, Two Brothers Smoke Meats, and the Older Brother are the places to do that. Lunchtime or dinner time, great food is right there at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. We hadn't been to Two Brothers in a while. We need to maybe next week
We've
talk about
not. I
that.
went with Robert St. John and
That's right.
Bart and Steve the other day. It was
Yeah.
very,
I was out of town for that one. I missed that.
very good. That
Oh,
was my last trip. That was before
well,
Christmas.
let's do it. Let's do it soon. All right. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years.
Over 50, brother.
Jeez, I don't know about that one. That's a little much. Don't know of that one.
Sweaty ball.
Feel like you should be singing like Into the Night from Benny Mardones there, you know. If I could fly. Something
I
like
would
that.
pick you up.
That song is a little cringy now
Yeah,
when you.
didn't you tell me that it was about
Well,
like
the
a
first line of the song, she's only six, she's just 16 years old.
16 years
That
old?
guy's like 40.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, you think?
She's only
Yeah,
17.
that's another one. That's another problem right
They got
there.
away with so much in the
Yeah,
60s and 80s.
it's
It's
just
like,
different.
now it's like, yeah,
It's a
but
different time, you know, I
yeah.
guess. Anyway, I'm sure that Advantage Business Systems is thrilled that we're associating them with underaged love. But it is what it is sometimes. You know as well as I do, though, I've been telling y'all for years, when you need technology for your business, I'm just picturing them like, what did he say? When you need technology for your business, call Advantage Business Systems. When you need a new copier or a new printer, new laptops, new computers, Advantage Business Systems is the place to go. If you need anything like that, and then the best part about it is when you make the purchase, they're still there for you afterwards. You can still call them. If you've got a problem, they'll fix it. A lot of times they can fix it the same day because they are in Mississippi just like you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go when you're looking for great Mississippi State gear. Again, we're getting so close to the start of baseball season. You need to load up on the M over S. They've got it at Maroon & Co. Polos, T-shirts, hoodies, pullovers, sweatshirts, and, of course, the hats. It's all right there for you at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code to save 15%. Thunder15 takes 15% off in-store or online at maroonandco.com. Before you go to that first game at Duty Noble, make sure you've gone to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, they have what you want for less. That's not just a catchy slogan. It is the literal truth. When you walk into Scruggs, you'll know that you have found a place that has literally everything you're looking for in one spot. And, of course, if what you're looking for is a new John Deere mower, they've definitely got those at Scruggs with great deals, great financing available. Talk to their credit department. They'll put you on a plan that works for you. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, they have what you want for less. If you are a landowner in the state of Mississippi, the name Good Hope Land and Timber needs to be one you're familiar with. Whatever you're trying to do with your land, the expert folks over at Good Hope Land and Timber will help you make smart, sustainable, and profitable decisions with anything involving your land. And right now, if you're in the market to buy or sell land, Good Hope Land and Timber can help you do that as well. Whatever it is you're trying to do with your land, it's your land. Remember that. This land is your land.
This land is my
This
land.
land is your land is your land.
Yes.
From Matheson, Mississippi,
Reform.
to the Starkville Highlands.
That's right.
There you go. Good Hope Land
Rest
and
in peace,
Timber.
cowbells.
And the left field lounge. This land was made for you and me.
I don't think people really understand what we lost whenever cowbells shut down.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That place was an institution.
We'll come back to that. Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted landowner approved. It was great. It was great.
Well, it was the most diverse group of people I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
It was like every single.
It was a melting pot.
Yeah. Like if you think about your high school where you had the jocks and the goths and the
yes.
cheerleaders.
You could see them all.
Yeah. That was like everybody at Cowbells because that was the only place that you could go after like 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody just congregated there.
Yeah.
80% of the building was smoking cigarettes
yes.
inside.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was.
My two favorite.
It was a beautiful disaster.
My two favorite Cowbell moments. One is a huge brawl broke out. They took it outside. And then after the brawl, they all came right back in and started drinking again.
Yeah, that's
like, how. They didn't throw anybody out. But
my least favorite was when they wouldn't let Anthony Dixon.
That was a bad one. That's a bad one. There was another time. The last time I went to Cowbells, I was out. Now, I was easily the oldest guy in the group. I was with Horka and Portnoy and a few others, right? And one of the MSU student workers, you remember Shelby? Shelby Spurlock?
Yeah.
Horka texted her, like, yeah, we're all hanging out here. It's me and Portnoy and Hey Dad. And she was like, Hey Dad is not there. Because she didn't believe my old ass would have been
old.
There. I was waiting for her at the door. She walked in. I was like, what's up? She couldn't believe I was out. So I always laugh when I think about that. Good times at
Wild
Cowbell.
Times. That was back in the day, Mom.
It was a long time ago.
Long time ago.
All right. I want to talk some hoops. Mississippi State basketball starts SEC play this Saturday, 5 p.m. tip in Austin. I don't want to talk so much about Texas, but I just want to go through this schedule and let's try to pick where they can win.
Okay.
So let's look at it like that. So and honestly, this first game, it's winnable. All right, Texas is 9-4 on the season. Now, two of their losses are to Duke and to UConn, top five teams. But they have a loss to Arizona State, and they have a loss to – oh, I had it up a second ago. Hold on a second. Dadgummit. I forgot where it was. They lost to Arizona State, and they lost to Virginia, who's also was ranked at the time. But, I mean, they haven't been overly impressive. They're a good team, but not a great team. I think, I mean, State's going to be an underdog, but this is a game where State, if they won, I'm not just, my mind's not blown, right? Oklahoma has not been great this year either. Looking at their schedule. Hold on a second. You know, on the season, they're 10-3. Lost to Gonzaga. That's not a bad loss. Nebraska is not a great loss. And then who's the other loss? What are the odds they both played Arizona State? They lost by 16 to Arizona State. That's at home on a Wednesday night, 6 p.m. tip. That's the home opener. Possibly winnable. So, I mean, in their first two, if they split the first two games, you feel pretty good, right? At Kentucky, no. Alabama, I mean, if there's one team.
Not been great.
They haven't been great, but I'm just going to
say. I have
no
faith that Mississippi State's going to win there.
And then Nate Oates has a certificate of ownership on Chris Jans, so you'll lose that one, right? Ole Miss is certainly winnable in the hump. Very winnable game. Texas A&M this season, when we look at them overall, they've been good. You know, that's the thing. Like, everybody has been kind of good this year in the SEC, but nobody has been great this year.
Yeah.
You know, I don't feel like there's a – I wish –
Well, I mean, you look at Texas by itself. I mean, that's a team that – everybody that they lost to is pretty good.
Yeah.
And then they just don't really have a ton of good wins. They beat NC State, which is, you know, Will Wade. But I don't know what to expect out of Texas.
Yeah.
They're 9-4, so they're basically where State is. State has been a lot less impressive against worse competition. So, but I mean, and it's on the road, but
these two games with San Francisco and SMU are killing State right now.
Yeah.
If they were 9-3, 10-3, you'd be totally different. So A&M is 10-3 on the year. Believe it or not, they also played Arizona State. It was an exhibition game. Their losses are to Oklahoma State, pretty good team. Central Florida is not a great team. That's not a great loss. And that was at home as well. And then they have a common opponent with State. They lost by 13 in overtime to SMU. That game was, I assume, in Arlington is probably a home game for SMU, but regardless, they lost that game. But they're 10-3. You get them on the road. That'll be tough. It'll be tough, but we'll see. Vandy, a couple years ago, past few years, Vandy, that would have been a win. Vandy is really good this year. They're quite good.
They're actually, I think, the highest rated like team in the SEC when it comes to like the metrics.
Yeah, I can believe that.
So it, yeah, they're
don't have
they got it rolling right now.
I don't have the net in front of me. I'm not going to
worry. They played some decent competition today. Yeah.
That's going to be tough. At LSU, LSU is 12-1, but you talk about a team that has played nobody. Let's reel off. These are LSU's wins. Tarleton State, New Orleans, Florida International, Alcorn, Omaha, Drake, DePaul, Boston College. The one team they play that's any good is Texas Tech. They lost by 26 points. SMU, they did beat SMU. Why is everybody playing SMU? They beat SMU, so that's one win. That's a good
kind of
win
regional
there.
Regional team.
That's a good win there. Southeastern Louisiana, Prairie View, and then Southern Miss. I mean that's a pretty flimsy 12-1, in my opinion.
Yeah,
that's a winnable game in Baton Rouge. Missouri. Missouri is one of the teams State plays twice this year, I believe.
And they don't look like they're going to be nearly as good as they were last year.
So they're 10-3 as well. Everybody's like. State, those two losses are just killing State. They're just killing them right now. Who did Missouri lose to? They lost to Notre Dame. Not a terrible loss, but Notre Dame's not great either. They lost to Illinois. Illinois is ranked, but they got crushed in that game. 91-48 was the final score. Absolutely destroyed. What's the other loss? That's just two. Oh, Kansas. They lost to Kansas by 20. Also a ranked team. So they've played some tough teams, but they haven't beaten any of them. The home game with them, you know, the game we're talking about right now is in Missouri. It'll be tough to win on the road. Arkansas is really good. Be tough to win that. Tennessee is really good. Be tough to win. But those games are both in Starkville. You'd like to split there. You can win in Oxford.
You can. That's not an impressive team right now.
All right. I'm gonna write this down as a win. Auburn and Starkville, the return of Keyshawn Murphy, they're gonna win that game.
Yeah, I've kind of felt like they're going to be fired up for that game.
The crowd is not
as good of a Auburn team, obviously.
Which we knew as soon as they hired Stephen Pearl.
I think that this team is going to be better than a lot of people think right now.
Yeah.
I think as the thing continues to go on and they kind of hone in on their rotation and guys get comfortable in their roles, it'll be a team that's much better. I don't think it's a tournament team, and it might not even be an NIT team. But I think it'll be a team that is much better than – what we're talking about.
Considering that 3 weeks ago we thought they were going to win two games in the conference. Yep. They're better than that. South Carolina is 9-4. They had to go to overtime to beat Southern Mississippi.
Yeah, they're not very good.
They're not great. Lost to Northwestern, lost to Virginia Tech, and lost to Clemson. So they don't have a ranked loss either. That's on the road, but you can win that game. Alabama, again, no chance. Missouri and Starkville, you can win that game. At Florida will be really, really tough. I don't think you're going to win that one. And then Georgia has been good thus far this year. But let me see. That's another one. I don't know what their schedule's been. But they're currently ranked. Georgia is on the season, 12-1. But what are their wins? Bellarmine, Maryland, Eastern Shore. Now I'll give them credit. They beat them 94-29. That's a pretty good win.
Yeah, they've kind of beat up on some bad
Morehead games. State. They did beat Georgia Tech, but State beat them worse. Florida A&M. Xavier, they lost to Clemson. Tennessee Tech, they beat the hell out of Florida State. I'll give them that. Since they beat Cincinnati, that's a good win. Western Carolina, West Georgia, LIU, who State beat earlier. So, I mean, again, it's not the greatest 12-1. So could State win seven games in here? That doesn't put them in the NIT, I don't think. That would have them like close to 500. But could they beat Ole Miss twice? They could. Split with Texas and Oklahoma. So there's three. Split, get one from the Texas A&M, Vandy, LSU trio. There's four. Get one from Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee. There's five. Get one, I think they'll beat Auburn, six. And then beat South Carolina, that's seven. You could do it. It could do it. It's doable.
Yeah.
It feels doable, what they're at least. So,
kind of what you're shooting for now is just kind of show signs of life and don't be a complete disaster in SEC play where you're losing every single ball game and you're like a guaranteed win for other teams. I don't think they will be. I think they'll be a lot better than that.
Agreed.
But I don't think this is a tournament team. But you just need to show that you've gotten better
as
the year goes on. And
agreed. All right, tomorrow, the first three P's of 2026 will be the last three P's of the 2025 season. We will talk about Mississippi State versus Wake Forest in depth with an interview from Connor O'Neill, who works for 1-3 for Deacons Illustrated. He will be with us on tomorrow's show. Talk to you guys then. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian O'Dowd. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.